I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you ever put a dream on hold, a vision on the back burner? Your one heart's desire was postponed because life got in the way. Other things and other people became more important. And before you realized, time marched on, and you woke up one day regretting that you didn't start, you didn't initiate or begin, you didn't stay focused, you didn't stick with it. Well, as long as you're alive, it may not be too late. I read the testimony of an 87-year-old college graduate. That's right, an 87-year-old college graduate. She shared her secrets of success with her much younger classmates. Lesson number one, laugh every day. Lesson number two, remember to dream. When you stop dreaming, you die. Lesson number three, remember to grow up and not to grow old. She says time is going to pass whether you stay in bed all day or wish you did. Growing up means remember to find an opportunity to always try something new. And finally, her lesson number four, have no regrets. She said elderly people rarely have regrets about what they did, but they have regrets about what they didn't do. Sometimes we don't pursue our dreams because we are afraid. Remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Yet fear motivates us on a daily basis to do things. We are afraid of losing a job, so we do this. We're afraid of losing status or a leadership role, so we do that. We're afraid of losing our mind, losing money, losing our sanity, so we make these decisions. We are afraid of being fired, afraid of losing our marriage or our children, afraid of never achieving our goals. You're trying to be strong with fear. You're trying to be strong with what God didn't give you, and it won't work. Use fear and reap stress and anxiety. Use what God gave you, power, love, and a sound mind, and you're well on your way to achieving your dreams. Fear shuts you down, and worry closes the door. The second law of thermodynamics states that any closed system left to itself tends towards greater randomness. If you do not put energy, activity, or warmth into something like your dreams, it will break down, decay, degenerate, decompose, deteriorate. So use what you got. Put it to work. Power, love, and a sound mind. Remember, as long as you're alive, it may not be too late. Now, touch your neighbor and say, have no regrets.